Log Talk Radio.
And hey, let us run some people for God. Hey. From every tribe and language, people, every nation. Hey. Well,
divine number, and that's why we are going to experience some really interesting blessings and gifts from the creator, universe, cosmic energy. So tonight, we're going to tell you exactly why 2023, we need to learn how to love our elders and seniors differently. It has to do with control, letting go of control. And before we get into our topic tonight, though, my favorite YouTuber, Ralph Smart, has a message for us for 2023. And as we listen to Ralph Smart talk about 2023, what it means, this is where we start to understand how we treat our elders and seniors. Because 2023, again, divine energy, hovering, we don't have to do as much this year with people in our lives like elders, seniors who are not healthy. We don't have to do it. The universe is going to take care of them. Whether it's they're leaving the planet, leaving their bodies, or helping them heal, we're going to have a lot of help this year. So we don't have to be in this heavy control mode this year. This is the message I've been getting all day long after speaking with a friend who was talking about her mother, who is 97 years old, I think, in a hospice situation, and she sees this need to control everything. And my spirit was going, no, you don't have to do that anymore. You really don't have to do that. People are going to leave their bodies exactly when they're supposed to, as always. But this year especially, those of us who are healthy, those of us who are conscious, don't have to work as hard to keep our loved ones here or to help them heal. They're going to get all the help they need. So let's first of all listen to a message from my favorite YouTuber, Ralph Smart, about what this means, getting ready. We need to get ready for this coming 12 months of 7 energy. That's what this show is all about. And then when we once you understand how we are to get ready, how we are to prepare for this year, you will better understand how to truly love those unhealthy elders and seniors in your life. Now, the healthy ones, they're going to be consciously aware of what their role is, what their purpose is, what their assignment is. But the unhealthy ones, we don't have to kill ourselves anymore trying to get them healthy, trying to get them to listen to us, trying to get them to do this or that. Leave that to the universe. So that's what we're going to be talking about. If you're struggling with that right now, we want to help you today. We want to help you come out of this force energy, and release this power that we're being given as of day one today, 2023. So here's a message from Ralph Smart to get us going.
One love to you beautiful deep divers. Happy New Year. Happy 2023. How you feeling today, deep divers? I woke up like this all magical and shit, feeling myself in 2023 doing a little samba, baby, can I live? Deep divers. Now, I wish all of you a happy new year. 2023, okay? Be ready. Be ready, deep divers. We got a whole lot to talk about. The air is different in 2023, deep divers. It's so pure. It's like, that was beautiful. Let's breathe, deep divers. Woo! Breathing in that good ass prana, baby. What are we doing? Raising the frequency. What else? Raising the vibration. Take that, take that, take that. Happy New Year energy. I'm sending you peace. Infinite waters, diving deep once again. Beautiful deep divers, I'm FaceTiming you right now. If you are watching this video, this is your confirmation. This new year, your dreams will manifest. Your dreams will manifest. Bart Simpson, writing on the board, your dreams will manifest. My dreams will manifest. Yes, deep divers, they will. All you got to do is say thank you. It's that simple. Now, if you want to send me a New Year's gift, deep divers, the link is down below. Because I'm sending you a New Year's gift every single day. Not just today, but for the rest of eternity, deep divers. Now, 2023, be ready. A lot of you are celebrating right now, fireworks, doing a little samba, baby. 7-day vegan challenge, stuffing a whole bunch of grapes in your mouth, and that's fantastic. But 2023, be ready. In the words of Nas, I never sleep because sleep is the cousin of death. 2023 is the year of great changes. And this is the reason why so much happened in 2022. But 2023 is going to make 2022 look like a walk in the park. What am I telling you? That, you see, how it works is that every year, humanity gets a new challenge. But I'm here to tell you, humanity will overcome it. And I'm here to tell you, you will overcome it. I want everybody to hit that like button right now if you support The Real. Hit that like button right now. I'm about to go in. I'm not here to tell you what you want to hear. I'm here to tell you what you need to hear. Slow motion this side. 2023 is the year of great changes. We ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello there? The journey does not get easier. You just become stronger. And in 2023, you are growing stronger mentally, emotionally, physically, financially, spiritually. A lot of people had a hard time in 2022. It was tumultuous, arduous. It was beautiful at the same time, and it was ugly at the same time. A whole range of emotions. And 2023 is going to be no different, right? And this is the reason why you want to be preparing yourself to become mentally stronger and emotionally stronger. 2022, towards the end of it, Pele died. The Pope died. Andrew Tate got detained. Even his girlfriend did. And the Matrix was coming after people. But in 2023, I want you to remind yourself, fear, don't allow it to consume you. There is nothing to be afraid of. Because you see, over the last few years, even 2020 with the COVID pandemic, you're not allowed to say COVID, Ralph. COVID, I just did, okay? A lot of people were scared, frightened to even say the word COVID. And 2021, a lot of people were still traumatized from the lockdowns, the social distancing, the face masks. And a lot of people were dealing with economic frustrations. And 2022, we saw gas prices going up, energy costs going up. It hasn't been easy. So what does 2023 have in store for you, deep divers? What if I told you? You are so powerful. You piss the machine off. Slow motion this side. Do you know what is more powerful than a gun, deep divers? Do you know what is more powerful than a gun, deep divers? Guess. You guessed it right, deep divers. It is your voice. And in 2023, the year of great changes, you want to make sure you are speaking your truth, even if your voice shakes, because your voice is the most powerful weapon you have. That's why they want to take it away from you. Slow motion this side. There is an attack on your freedom of speech. Like I say, I don't agree with a lot of people. I don't agree with even the cat down the road a lot of the times, deep divers, but I say everyone is entitled to their own opinion. And in 2023, be ready to stand up and protect your freedom of speech and protect your freedoms. Because if you don't, you're not going to have any. It's all about to go down in 2023. And this is the reason why you have to prepare yourself to become mentally and emotionally stronger. At the same time, there's nothing to be afraid of. Be proud of yourself, deep divers, for a new year. And yes, time is a man-made illusion, but it's real in the collective psyche. I'm proud of myself, deep divers. I've been here day in, day out, and I love what I'm doing, but it's a gift. In 2023, we must put gratitude at the forefront of our lives. In 2023, we must say thank you more than we complain. The reason why is because this gratitude can shift us into a higher frequency and vibration. No matter what's going on out there, we can choose to feel good in here. That's what 2023 is all about. The year of great changes. Don't focus on what they're doing in the matrix. Focus on what you're doing out of it. And free your mind and your ass will follow. They're going hard in the matrix right now, canceling people, detaining people like Andrew Tate. But I told you, this is all a wake-up call. You can't serve two masters. Right now, you have to choose which side you're on. I told you, the great split has already happened between 3D and 5D. And in 2023, you're going to start to see more of it. You're going to start to see a massive split in society. Because there are people who are awakening, and there are people who are falling fast asleep. And this is the reason why, in this new year, you want to learn how to protect your energy. You want to surround yourself with people who remind you who you are. You want to build alliances. You want to let go of what is not serving you to make space for what will inspire you. You want to start to realize that right now, it is not the time to fall asleep. Because just as you're celebrating, a tragedy strikes. What did Denzel tell Will Smith? In your greatest moment, that's when the devil comes. So in 2023, at the start of the year, yes, celebrate, but also remind yourself the inorganic ones always need you in a state of fear. They always need you in a lower frequency. And that's why 2023 is all about welcoming in the love frequency, letting love guide you and not fear. It is all about welcoming in a new beginning and a new energy. Celebrate, deep divers. I'm celebrating for you. 2023, be excited. At the same time, know what time it is. Realize the program is crashing. And the inorganic ones are losing the battle. Guess what, deep divers? Ever wondered why Ralph Smart is not afraid? Ever wondered why Ralph Smart is always shining, looking 18? Oh, deep divers, you're so kind. It's because you can't go against me, because the whole universe is going for me. 2023 is all about trusting yourself. A lot of you might have people who are telling you how to live your life, but it's all about reminding yourself The universe reveals its secrets to people who dare to follow their hearts. That's what 2023 is all about. You have to stand in your truth. You have to stand in what you believe in. You have to stand up for what is right. I'm excited, deep divers. I'm getting passionate about this. I'm getting passionate about this. I want you to remind yourself, deep divers. Don't be afraid of who you are. Be ready to be who you came here to be in 2023. Be ready to live your truth in 2023. I don't have friends, deep divers. I don't have any friends, deep divers. I've only got family. Slow motion this side. And if you rock with infinite waters, you are part of the infinite waters family. Hit that like button right now, deep divers. Hit that like button right now. 2023, be ready. War. Yes, they want to move you into a great war in 2023. This is the reason why you must embody the peace frequency. Because a lot is going to happen out there. And this is the reason why you got to say, you know what? I refuse to tune in to lower frequencies and lower vibrations. I refuse to hand over my energy to what is not serving me. I refuse to hand over my energy for what is distracting me. I refuse to hand over my energy to people who are not helping me evolve. This is how 2023 can be amazing for you. If you're not helping me evolve, you're a distraction. That includes the media that's lying to you, the government, all of these things, people, friends, which aren't really friends, let them go. 2023 is all about letting go of the old and welcoming in the new. Yes. It is all about realizing you are worthy. Stop worshiping these celebrities and realize you are the real stars, deep divers. 2023, be ready for a lot of chaos. Idaho, four people tragically lost their lives to a psychopath. Why are people doing that? One of the victims' father said she didn't even know who he was. A lot of people are sick on the planet. A lot of people need healing on the planet. And in 2023, you want to make sure you are healing yourself as well. And you want to make sure you are moving into the new earth. Because a lot of people are going to be trapped in the old earth with war, censorship, all of these things. Now, I told you, I made the video on Andrew Tate. Andrew Tate said, first they silence you, then they put you in jail, then they kill you. And I told Andrew that, you don't want to say that because you're speaking that into existence. Biggie said, ready to die, dead. You want to say, nobody is silencing me. Nobody is censoring me. Because three things that can never be hidden, the sun, the moon, and the truth. What is that, deep divers? Neo from the Matrix. Agent Smith tries to fire a bullet at him. Neo just does this. So I say, come for me. Come for me. Because the hunter will be the hunted. Slow motion this side. And 2023 is all about becoming the one, like Neo in the Matrix, waking up from this illusion, ridiculous cheap set B movie, tacky carnival funhouse, and getting your ass out of the Matrix. What if I told you everything you have learned, even in school, is a big lie? 2023 is all about unlearning everything and relearning everything. It is also the year of building strong connections, the twin flame connection, strong alliances. I've been collaborating with a whole lot of people. Don't isolate yourself, deep divers. Work with people who are on the same mission as you. That's what 2023 is all about. It's time for you to do better, live better, eat better, feel better. Deep divers, I'm excited. Because 2023 is the year where you create the narrative. Let me repeat that. 2023 is the year where you create the narrative. For so long, we have been led to believe we are victims, we are powerless. No, 2023 is all about you realizing you are a powerful co-creator. You're not a victim of circumstance. You're a co-creator of your own reality, and you can make it happen. I'm excited, deep divers. Ooh! Happy New Year, deep divers. Be ready for what's coming, because it's coming. And that's why I'm just saying, feels so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello there? Beautiful deep divers. I'm just, woo, breathing in that good ass prana, baby. Make sure, deep divers, you hit that like button right now. Hit that like button right now and share this New Year's message with your friends and your family members. Go and check out the best-selling book, Deep Divers, for more powerful, life-changing information, just like this. Feel Alive by Ralph Smart on Amazon and at ralphsmart.com/the book. The Bible of Becoming Your Greatest Version. Also, go and get the Good Ass Prana shirts at ralphsmart.com/clothes and spreadshirt.com if you're in America. And if you're a sexy ass model, woo, with a whole lot of heart, you want to model the clothing? Well, go and buy them. New Year's gift, deep divers. I love all of you, deep divers. May this year bring you everything you have been praying for. Oh, you've been praying to see the cat down the road, deep divers, I know. We'll save that for another day, though, okay? Deep divers, once again, you want to leave me a gift, hit the link down below, a New Year's gift for Ralph Smart. Also, share this video. I love all of you. Peace. Infinite Waters.
Okay, Ralph Smart is just one of my favorite YouTubers. He has this beautiful brown skin, and he's smart, and he's a psychiatrist, and all those things. So all those lessons, I was taking notes because this is the second time I've heard it. And I hope you were taking notes, because these are the types of notes you want to put on your mirror and your refrigerator so that you are being reminded that all this year, 2023, which is a 7, 2023, 2 plus 2 plus 3, 7, is divine energy hovering over, covering over you all year long. 2023, you're going to be looking at that number all year long. So it speaks to us of power, divine power. So if you have a question or a comment, press 1 in the studio. My sister Zelda is on Facebook, and she loves Ralph Smart too because she's just as wise as ever. And she says, grand evening, beautiful queen, sister, looking forward to great show, Ralph Smart. Oh, yeah, we love Ralph Smart. So I hope that was helpful. We're going to refer back to some of his quotes, some of his wisdom messages as we go through this evening. Now, for those of you who are just joining us, the reason I picked this topic, and I do see we have a caller who has pressed 1, so I'll open your mic in just a minute. But the reason I picked this topic, I had a conversation with a friend earlier today. Her mother is 97 years old. She's in an assisted living facility. Actually, I think she's in hospice at this point. Now, my friend has training as a nurse and training as a healthy person. She's getting her own health together. And she's frustrated because her mother wants to eat Cheetos and probably other junk food. And her, the facility where she's at, they're not feeding her properly. And she was going on and on. That this heals the anxiety in her voice. And then finally she said, I just need to give up on this. And I thought, yeah, honey, yeah. 97 years old. why are we trying to control the life of an unhealthy 97-year-old senior citizen? Mother, father, I don't care who it is, brother, sister, 97 years old. I have a friend who's 100 years old. He lives not far from me. And this man has loved to have, he's blind in his left eye. He has a pacemaker in his chest, and he has diabetes. And you know what makes him happy? He lives all by himself in a nice facility, his assisted living facility. What makes him happy is to have a bowl of ice cream every night and then take his insulin medicine and go to sleep. Hallelujah. 100 years old, you do whatever you want with your life. Stop. And our job, healthy individuals, healthy souls that are watching these people, watching their behavior, observing their life, leave them the F alone and just have a few laughs with them. What is it about us that we need to control everything, especially at the age of 97 or 100 years old? So we're going to talk about why we need to let go of the control for our unhealthy elders and seniors. Now, you might have some healthy elders and seniors in your life who are asking you, begging for your help. By all means, let's help them. Let's do whatever we can with the knowledge we have, with the energy we have, with the strength that we have to help them if they're asking for help. But if somebody wants to eat Cheetos, let them eat Cheetos. They're 97 years old. So I had to laugh about this because I'm thinking, this sounds so ridiculous to me. Who gives it? It's like the boost drinks and the Ensure drinks that they give these people in the hospital. They give sick people in the hospital dead food, sick food, and it's like they're not going to get well on that food. They might cover the symptoms. And on, you think about, who am I to even protest something like that? When you find yourself in a hospital and they're presenting boost drinks, Ensure drinks, which is nothing but sugar and milk, Let them have their way in the hospital, because you're not going to control a lot of things in hospital. But this tonight is all about us letting go of control and taking the advice of someone like Ralph Smart, a very wise man, a very spiritual man, to get ready for the great changes that are going to happen in our lives and choose not to be around people who are zapping your energy. He said, refuse to hand over your energy. When you're trying to control a 97-year-old's appetite for Cheetos, ice cream, whatever, you're going to lose, your energy is going to be drained. Because at that stage of life, most people want to just eat their ice cream and their Cheetos. So let me go to the phones. I hope you have, if you have comments, questions, feel free to chime in. No judgment here. We're letting go of any judgment. We're just helping each other support one another. If you're willing, if you want help, if you want support, if you want to eat your Cheetos and your McDonald's, go right ahead and enjoy that. And we'll just do what we need to do, and that's take care of me. So let me open the mic before we go to a break. I don't see my sister, Nellie Naima, in the studio yet. 780-482, your mic is open. Are you there? 780-482, your mic is open.
Oh, yes. Thanks for taking my call. Sorry about that.
No, go ahead. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Jay. I'm calling from Canada.
Jay from Canada. Welcome, Jay. It's pretty cold up there, huh?
It's a little bit cool, but, we get used to it, right?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, just like I lived in Chicago most of my life. I got used to it. Now I'm in Florida. I'm getting used to the heat.
Wow.
I love the heat.
Windy Chicago down to Florida. Well.
Yeah, so what's on your mind tonight, Jay?
My question is that it's in relationship to the people who are not waking up to see actually what is going on. And is it too late to wake them up right now for the events that are going on in this world? Because everything's moving so swiftly that it may be too traumatic for them to hear the truth and just let them be on their own journey and just work on your own self, your own journey.
Okay, so your question is it too late to wake them up?
Yes, because the people who are woken up, just to be focused on your journey, and I don't know, just they're on their own journey, and I guess you gotta leave them where they are and move on.
And my own answer to that is, you are not responsible for waking up anybody. That tonight we're talking about letting go of control, and I have several other really good speakers coming on tonight to talk to us about why we think we need to control everything. I am a perfect example of being a control freak when I first got married, because I grew up with an alcoholic parent at a very, very young age. My mother demonstrated her addiction to alcohol. And I thought, even as a 7, 8, 9, 10, 11-year-old, that I could help her get over that alcohol, throwing alcohol down, pouring it down the drain, and doing all. So that behavior on my part and her part produced a control freak, because when I got married, I wanted to control my husband and my two sons, and I thought, I'm not going to let them hurt me anymore. I'm not going to feel any pain. I don't want to hear any sorrow. I don't want to go through what I went through with my own mother and seeing her get deeper and deeper into her addiction. So I woke up to the idea that my ex-husband said to me, you're a control freak. And I said, oh, how could you say that? And the spirit said, yeah, you're a control freak. I'm in charge. And the answer, again, to your question is, we're not the ones to change these unhealthy people in our lives. We are responsible for, guess what? Numero uno, one person, fly, first love yourself. And that's what I teach and share on both this show and my show on Friday mornings, Health and Wellbeing with Beata, is that we're not responsible for other people waking up. We're not responsible for healing other people, but we are responsible for responding to their request for help. And that's what we are here to do.
So my question is regarding the control. Is it a protection mechanism that people hold dearly to themselves, so that it makes them feel comfortable, and that how would you say it, that remembrance of how they were controlled, maybe in the past?
Absolutely. It's something that we have to look deep into in our own life. If we recognize that we're too controlling around or toward other people, you find yourself, people resisting you and saying, leave me alone, I got to help you, leave me alone. Then you have to ask yourself, why do I have the need to be so controlling? And I have an audio by, I don't know if you know Alan Watts. He's a very interesting.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of him.
Okay, I have this really quick audio that I want to share with everyone about releasing control. Because what I'm saying tonight is, learning to truly love our unhealthy elders, seniors, friends, family, whatever, is releasing control and allowing the universe in 2023, which is strong, strong divine energy, to change anyone and everyone who is willing and ready. Otherwise, guess what's going to happen? They're going to leave the planet, because this is a period of chaos to transition us from one dimension to the next, from this crazy third dimension, love, hate, wrong, right, good, bad, war-minded, warmongers, to a more peaceful earth. This is the year where we're going to see a lot of chaos to get us moving into the next dimension. So thank you, Jay, for your comment, because that is the question tonight. Is can we, do we, will we change other people who are moving slow in this evolutionary process, in this waking up period? It is not, it's only our job personally to change ourselves. So I don't see my executive producer. I'm going to play this Alan Watts audio. It's only about 8 minutes, but it's powerful, powerful truth about letting go of the need we have to control everything. It's not our job. It's only our job to be responsible for ourselves. And then other people, as they see the change in us, they will be more willing to maybe change themselves. Or here's the other thing, it's not their time.
But
it's
then, you see, you do the flip. in giving away the control, you got it. You got the kind of control you wanted. That's to say, where you had a loving relationship to the world, but you didn't have to make up your mind what it should do. You let it decide. Now, do you see that's how your bodies work? You don't have to make up your mind what your nerve cells are going to do. You've delegated all that authority. If the President of the United States has to lay awake at night thinking what every official under his command is going to do, he can't be president. He's got to make an act of trust in all those subordinates to be responsible and carry on their things in just the same way as you make an act of trust to all your subordinate organs to carry on their functions without you having to tell them what to do. And this is the secret of what we will call organic power as distinct from political power. Lao Tzu puts it in this way, the great Tao flows everywhere, both to the left and to the right. It loves and nourishes all things, but does not lord it over them. And when merits are accomplished, it lays no claim to them. The more, therefore, you relinquish power, trust others, the more powerful you become, but in such a way that instead of having to lie awake nights controlling everything, you do it beautifully by trusting the job to everyone else. And they carry it on for you. So you can go to sleep at night and trust your nervous system to wake you up in the morning. You can even tell it, I want to wake up at 6 o'clock, and it'll wake you up just like an alarm clock. This seems a sort of paradox to say this, but the principle of unity, of coming to a sense of oneness with the whole of the rest of the universe, is not to try to obtain power over the rest of the universe. That will only disturb it and antagonize it and make it seem less one with you than ever. The way to become one with the universe is to trust it as another, as you would another, and say, let's see what you're going to do. But in doing that, you see, in saying that to everything else that you have been taught to think is not you, you are also saying it to yourself. Because finally, as I pointed out, you do not know where your decisions come from. They pop up like hiccups. And when you make a decision, people have a great deal of anxiety about making decisions. See, this guy who, farmer, who ordered a help man to come in, and found he was an extraordinarily efficient worker, because the first day he put him on sawing logs. And he sawed more logs than anybody had ever sawed. It was fantastic. But it was all done in one day. So the next day he put him on to mending fences. And there were all kinds of broken fences around the farm. And in one day he had the whole thing done. So he thought, what am I going to do with this guy? So he took him down into a basement and said, look, here are all the potatoes that have come in from this harvest. And I want you to sort them into three groups. Those that we sell, those that we use for seeding, and those that we throw away. So he left him at that. At the end of the day, the laborer came back and said, well, that's enough, mister. I quit. Oh, he said, you can't quit. I've never had such an excellent worker. I'll raise your salary. I'll do anything to keep you around here. Ah, I said, no. It's all right mending fences and chopping wood, but this potato business is decision after decision after decision after decision. So when we decide We're always worrying. Did I think this over long enough? Did I take enough data into consideration? And if you think it through, you find you never could take enough data into consideration. The data for a decision in any given situation is infinite. So what you do is you go through the motions of thinking out what you will do about this. And then when the time comes to act, you make a snap judgment. I mean, I'm speaking a little extremely, making some fun of it, and so on, because after all, we do occasionally get the vague outlines of things and make a right decision on rational grounds. But we fortunately forget the variables that could have interfered with this coming out right. It's amazing how often it works. But worriers are people who think of all the variables beyond their control and what might happen. So then when you make a decision, and it works out all right, I think very little of it has much to do with your conscious intent and control. But somehow or other, you are able to decide and control things more harmoniously if you delegate authority. That's why very great businessmen are those who can delegate authority. Trust others to work for them. Because those are people developing businesses on the same basic structure that is fundamental to a living organism. Delegation of authority. It loves and nourishes all things, but does not lord it over them. And you see, then, what is happening is this. The more you let go of it and trust it, as if it were quite other than you, the more you realize the inseparable identity of self and other. To go back, if you try to find the identity of self and other by subjecting other to self, no go. If, on the other hand, you find it through giving self, that is control, over to other and trusting that.
Therein is the power, he's saying. So this evening, we are excited about 2023 being the source that we let go to handle these things in our lives that we don't know how to handle. Let's see what you're going to do. Your is the universe in the cosmic order. When our senior citizens have this idea that they want to continue eating junk food and their ice cream and they're 97 years old and on hospice care, morphine's coming because they're in so much pain, and yet they want to continue to eat junk food, Cheetos, whatever. Let go. It's time for us to let go. We are letting others drain our energy when we're observing that kind of ignorance and stupidity and choices, basically just honest choices. People want to eat or do whatever they want, and then they're in pain. It's time for us to say, let's see what the universe has in store for that person. Let's see what the universe, the cosmic order, the creator wants to do for that person, and let me bow out and step back and allow the greater seven of 2023. It's time for me to allow that energy to work and for me to step back and truly love. That's the true love for our unhealthy elders and seniors, our unhealthy friends, our sleeping zombie friends, if you will, as Jay, our last caller, pointed out. What do you do about people who are slow to wake up? You don't do anything. You do what you build up your own health. You build up your own strength. You do what you are assigned to do personally. And if you have a relationship with the universe, with the creator, with God, with Yahweh, then you're going to hear what you need to be doing every day for that person if they're asking for help. If they're not asking for your help and they want to continue eating their Cheetos and watching TV all day, that's out of our control. And we need to stop trying to control those types of situations where people are deciding to live their life in pain or suffering by what they put in their mouth, by what they view, by how they think. There's thoughts out there that are creating pain and suffering because people don't want to change. What do? We do what we're supposed to do. We do me. I do me. I continue to protect my energy because you're going to have energy vampires wanting to just drain you of your beautiful, conscious energy. Let me go to the phones. If you have a comment or question, press 1 in the studio. We want to hear from you tonight. If you're struggling with your loved unhealthy, and when I say unhealthy, I mean mentally and physically, they're either in pain all the time, and mentally they don't want to make different choices to get out of the pain and suffering. So that's what I mean, unhealthy elders and seniors. And you got a 100-year-old man who wants to eat his ice cream, take his insulin medication. Don't try and control that. Oh, you should be eating tofu or drinking smoothies. No, you're too old. You've had enough time to have a relationship with the Most High, with the Creator, with the cosmic energy, to make different decisions if you don't want to be in pain. But there's plenty of pain medication out there for people who are unhealthy in their mind and spirit and soul that they can erase the pain, numb the pain, so we don't have to interfere. So 336-350, I believe that's Mama AZ, your mic is open.
Greetings. Greetings, Dr. V. And greetings to your listeners.
How are you?
Oh, I'm grateful. I'm grateful to be on this side of the dirt, Dr. V. You know, those elders, I'm an elder, I'm 71, but, you know, 97 and 100 families, just leave them be. They've gotten
right
to that point, and you are, they're like mirrors. And so if you know what your purpose is on this planet and you know that you would like to stay longer, then you treat your body as best that you can with whatever is going on to keep you here and do what you think you need to do. And leave everybody else alone, because everybody is not going to want to wake up, and that's okay. Maybe in this incarnation, in this lifetime, that wasn't their journey or their assignment. So you gotta leave it alone. Leave them alone. And this is such a powerful, powerful time, families, to be here, to be experiencing and witnessing everybody who's leaving. And I urge you, family, find a way, and I'm talking to myself, if your loved one happens to check out, cross over, exit the building, find a way to not be all bent out of shape about it and know that they chose to go, even if they got ran over by a diesel truck, 18-wheeler, they chose to go out of here that way. I know it sounds really awful, but it's not. And after the experience I had yesterday, Dr. V, and that Ralph Smart. I don't know how I missed that one. Please send that to my phone. I don't know. But the brother was right on point. We can't allow people to crush our spirit. And if your immediate family, from the leaves from your tree or the tree that you came from, if they're not rolling with you, don't be afraid to be alone until the creator, the universe, the tall ones, I call them, put you together with somebody else who is more compatible, may not be your family member. You know, it may be somebody else that you least expect, but be open to that union. Be open to those other people. Go ahead, Dr. V.
Ralph Smart says that he doesn't have any friends. He only has family. And I'm kind of with him on that because look at what happened to Chantuella Robinson. And they were calling her frenemies. They were creating new titles for these people who killed her or who beat her up allegedly. And those were called, considered her friends. So I think we're in a year of great changes where maybe we need to know who your family is, not forget about friends. We only want family in our lives now. We don't need frenemies because friends turn into enemies usually. And so when you know you have a family member, and we're not talking blood necessarily, we're talking about consciousness, people who are consciously on the same path that you are to evolve and become greater, especially in 2023, where the divine energy of the Most High is over you to help you make some great changes mentally and emotionally and every other way. So let's just develop family and get rid of all those people who think they're your friends and they're not, because they're not in the same mindset. They're not in the same energy realm as you are. I'm ready to have family. Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to add something. Yesterday, I had the opportunity to go and do some earthing. Oh, it was awesome. And it was at the resting spot, meaning Miracle Valley. And, oh, my God. But I found out later on that the sheriff was waiting for me to arrest me.
Oh, this is
in Cochise County. Yes. It's another chapter, another story. We'll be talking about that at another time. However, the angels sent a white chariot with the brother to drive by the name of Robert.
That brother had
my back yesterday in Miracle Valley, and he made sure that I did not go to jail. That's family. Hello. Yeah. That's what, help me out here. That's what I'm saying. And when you're on a mission, family, no matter what, don't let ones come in and do their whatever they think they need to do to squash your light out. You continue and you pray about it. And if you feel that you are alone and you have no one, get that out of your thinking. Get that out of your psyche and continue to know that if you don't see anybody, there are tall ones working with you right there on your behalf. So you stay strong, family, and you don't take any wooden nickels, and know that the Creator is going to link you with family, not your biological family necessarily, but family. I consider you, Dr. V, Brother Kwame, family. Your family. That's what this is all about. Thank
you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm so grateful to hear that. Thank you, sister. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I have a message about how to let go of the control that we just want to hold on to because we're afraid. A lot of it is about fear. And as Ralph pointed out, we cannot have any fear. We don't need to have any fear in 2023. This is a year of divine providence, of divine energy, just hovering over us, covering us to manifest whatever our dreams are. So we'll be right back after this.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
And tune in tomorrow morning. Zelda will be talking about a new year, new you, and new information that will stop you in your tracks. You don't want to miss it. Tomorrow at 7 Central, 8 Eastern, right here on The Female Solution. I'm on Soul Purpose Healing, but then we also have the other platform, Female Solution. I'm on every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Time. Now, I want to play for you this audio because tonight, if you're just joining us, tonight we're talking about letting go of the control over our unhealthy elders and seniors who are just struggling to survive. They're not in thrive mode. I'm talking about people who are unhealthy in their mind, body, and even their soul, where you don't have any influence over their lives anymore. And they'd rather eat their junk food. They'd rather be in pain and take their morphine and their pills instead of make the changes that are going to bring them into this amazing energy for this year. So the next audio is about Taoism, strength to let go. There's strength in letting
go. Mastery of the world is achieved by letting things take their natural course. You cannot master the world by changing the natural way. Lao Tzu. Our civilization is in a state of ongoing strivings, in which control seems to be the highest virtue. We don't have to look far to observe this. In the workplace, for example, employees are more and more controlled and supervised. Especially now we have the technology to do so, and governments put more effort into tracking their citizens, whether it's through camera supervision or the proposal of a so-called social credit system. Ironically, the latter is a Chinese invention that goes utterly against the philosophy that emerged from the same soil. Taoism. As opposed to a control-obsessed society, Taoism revolves around letting go and going with the flow. At first glance, the act of letting go may seem a form of weakness, but according to the Taoists, by a correct understanding of how the universe works, we can approach life more intelligently, more efficiently, and go with the flow, rather than swimming against it. Therefore, the power of letting go is a form of strength that's based on sophistication rather than force. The Tao Te Ching, the main Taoist scripture, was written by a mysterious sage named Lao Tzu. There are countless ways in which we can interpret this text. One way is to see it as a guide for a ruler. What characterizes the passages of the Tao Te Ching regarding governance is that Lao Tzu puts emphasis on ruling by not ruling. as he compared governing a country with frying a small fish. Too much poking spoils the meat. He argued that when a ruler tightens his grip on the people, all kinds of negative side effects will occur. We see that people become distrustful towards one another when the government is too patronizing. And when it's too intrusive, people become rebellious. But when a leader is unobtrusive and acts with integrity, then people will become whole, as they are granted the space to naturally evolve. It's clear that Lao Tzu favors a passive form of governance, which doesn't just apply to ruling a state, but also to the governance of ourselves. Because letting things go is the key to let nature do the work, which applies to any level. In this video, I would like to show you several ways in which Taoism shows us the power of letting go. The first one is the art of non-doing. The Taoist concept of Wu Wei can be explained as effortless action, or the so-called flow state, but also as non-doing, or knowing when to act and when not to. When we take a critical look at ourselves, we see that the need for control prevails in many areas of life. We feel the need to control our pets, our children, our gardens, our video games, in some cases our partners, and first and foremost, our future. Now, control isn't always a bad thing. In order to survive, we need to exert our influence on the environment to some extent. Especially self-control can lead us in a positive direction. Without control, human civilization would probably never have occurred. But too much of it doesn't get us anywhere. It seems that we systematically underrate the natural influences that lie at the basis of our daily lives. We can't control everything, and many things happen when we stop controlling them. Let's take a tree, for example. We can plant it, we can water it, we can add some fertilizer and make sure it's exposed to enough sunlight. But any more intervention would only damage the process, because we interrupt nature from doing its job. Another example is attraction. The first step to attracting someone is simply showing ourselves so that the person we want to attract knows that we exist. Then, attraction either happens or not. When attraction is there, one can easily blow it by taking too much action. Attraction is a natural phenomenon that is beyond our control. It absolutely cannot be enforced. Instead, it has to grow or erupt spontaneously. And there's only one way to let the seed of attraction grow into a beautiful tree, which is not intervening, aside from the occasional watering. Silence makes the heart grow fonder. That's why letting go is vital in relationships, because by letting go, we give space to the forces of the universe to unfold. After a fight, for example, anger naturally erodes. And when trust is breached, one cannot enforce restoration. It has to grow back naturally. So letting go makes the difference between controlling and allowing. The second one is embracing change. The Taoists were very aware that life unfolds in a constant movement between opposites, between high and low, light and dark, yin and yang. There isn't much we can do about it, and the most efficient way of living is simply moving along with the waves of existence. The flow of life and its transformations are inevitable. Yet we see so many people cling to their circumstances. In the metaphor of the river stream, they hold on tightly to a branch or a rock, afraid to let go, because they want complete control over their position. They simply don't trust the universe. And the consequence of this is a rigid lifestyle. They see life passing them by, including many opportunities for positive change, and they miss out on a lot of fun. As Lao Tzu wrote in the Tao Te Ching, and I quote, "The living are soft and yielding, the dead are rigid and stiff. Living plants are flexible and tender, the dead are brittle and dry." End quote. There are also those who swim against the stream. They are the biggest energy wasters of them all. Perhaps they see honor and virtue in taking an extremely non-agreeable stance in life, but exercising a constant resistance to how the universe unfolds isn't a very efficient way to live, and most likely makes one worn out and miserable. This non-acceptance of how things are is also the cause of people fighting against themselves. Because of certain societal expectations, people engage in a battle against their inherent nature. instead of flowing along with the attributes that nature has given them. We could say, follow your strength, instead of trying to repair your weakness. Embracing change also applies to uselessness and usefulness. Taoist philosopher Zhuangzi observed that usefulness depends on the circumstances, as he told about a merchant that tried to sell shirts to a tribe whose members were covered in tattoos and always showed them off by walking around shirtless. To them, shirts are useless, but to us, at least most of us, they aren't useless at all. Usefulness and uselessness are relative and are not to be treated with rigidity. When you live in New York, for example, having a car is less useful than when you live somewhere in the countryside where the next village is 50 kilometers away. So we ought to be willing to let go of things that are useless in one situation and adopt what's useful instead. That's how we make change an ally and not an enemy. The third one is not focusing on outcomes. Comparable to the Stoics, the Taoists observed that the focus on future outcomes has a negative effect on us. Focusing too much on the future makes us anxious. Our present endeavors become fueled by a desire for an uncontrollable result. And the more we crave that, the less we value the only thing we have, which is the present moment. Zhuangzi goes one step further by telling us that the more we value something external, the worse we perform in the present. He tells us about an archer that loses his ability to shoot when he focuses too much on the prize. I quote, "He who is contending for a piece of earthenware puts forth all his skill. If the prize be a buckle of brass, he shoots timorously. If it be for an article of gold, he shoots as if he were blind. The skill of the archer is the same in all the cases, but in the two latter cases, he is under the influence of solicitude and looks on the external prize as most important. All who attach importance to what is external show stupidity in themselves." End quote. Now, this doesn't mean that the people that want external things are stupid. It means that when our minds are in the future, we paralyze ourselves in the present. This principle lies at the basis of the flow state that we see in activities like sports, art, and dancing. When we experience this flow state, we're so immersed in the task at hand that we completely forget about the future. It's like the dance dances itself. The last one for now is letting go of excess. In a society in which status is an ultimate concern, everyone wants to be at the top. Not because it's necessarily the best place to be, but because we have collectively decided that high status is preferable and low status is horrible. This also comes with a collective pursuit of the former and a collective aversion to the latter. But the tallest trees catch the most wind. And when we are at the top, it takes a tremendous amount of effort to stay there, because everyone wants to take your position. It's stressful compared to the lower regions, in which one lives more privately with less competition, less enemies, and in general, less effort. The other extreme, however, is a place of deprivation. If we deliberately seek the absolute bottom, we become ascetics. Although in a different way, there is still a strong attachment, the attachment to deprivation. The question we can ask ourselves is, what do we truly need? Zhuangzi observed that a bird that nests in the forest wants no more than one branch, and that a mouse that drinks from the pond drinks no more than a belly full. So if we aim for what we need and let go of excess, we prevent possessions from becoming our prison cell, which allows us to travel light. Epicurus observed as well that the basic necessities for life are easy to come by, and that living moderately is the key to happiness. It's a path that's easy and sustainable. As Lao Tzu wrote, "Those who use moderation are already on the path to the Tao." End quote. When we stop striving, we give nature space to unfold. In trusting the universe and accepting that it's ever-changing lies the opportunity to become loose and supple, instead of rigid and brittle. The power of letting go means that we float along the stream without grasping for rocks and branches, and that we cut loose that weight so we can navigate through life with minimal effort. Thank you for watching.
So, if you're just joining us, we're learning to let go, let go, let go, let go of the need to change our unhealthy elders and seniors. And I played earlier Ralph Smart's message for 2023. Is that it's a year of manifesting exactly what we wanted, manifesting what we dream about. And if we're going to do that, we need to guard our energy and refuse to hand over our energy to people who don't want to change, to unhealthy elders. And I'm talking about people who are stuck on in their pain and don't want to make changes in their life. They want to keep eating the Cheetos and the ice cream and all the other dead foods, or they want to keep the behavior of sitting in front of a TV all day and watching CNN and all that, or they want to gossip and use their words in a way that doesn't empower them or you. Instead, they're bringing themselves down to a lower vibration. So Ralph Smart, one of my favorite YouTubers, reminded us that we cannot have any fear in this 2023 energy cycle that we're going to be in for the next 12 months, Greek calendar now, talking Greek calendar. And mentally and emotionally, we need to prepare ourselves to receive what it is we want in this life. Because this is a year to be in gratitude, full gratitude, protect our energy, trust ourselves. So if you have people in your life who are not trusting themselves, who are not willing to make any changes, who are stuck in the past and who don't want to move forward, that's going to affect your energy as well. So what are we talking about? We're talking about letting go of the need to control. And I have one more speaker, Christina Lopez, who's going to tell us how to do that. How do we let go?
Do you have a controlling personality? Is it hard for you to trust life and just go with the flow? If so, this is the video for you. Today I'm going to share the one key reason why we become controlling and lose trust in life, why we're not able to go with the flow. This one key feature that I'm going to share with you will help you release control of life, be more trusting, go with the flow, and just be more joyful and happy. Stay tuned. Hello, beautiful soul. How are you? It's good to see you. So in this video, I am going to be talking about control, why we become controlling in life, and what is the one key feature, the one key reason why we become controlling and lose trust in life in the first place. I'm shooting this video as part of a broader article. It's a longer post. It's about receiving and how all of us have more difficulty receiving than we do giving. So if you want to check out the rest of the post that this video is going to be embedded in, just check it out. It's going to be popping up on your screen. You can go to my website, read the whole article, and let me know what you think. But now on to the topic of this video, and that is control. So many of us, including myself, have really controlling personalities that are developed across many, many years. And I have a lot of people coming to me saying, you know, I don't know how to trust life. I don't know how to go with the flow. I don't know how to relax. People have a really hard time just relaxing, and they don't know. They don't know how to release control of things in their life, of people, just of everything. And so this video, I want to go back a little bit. Instead of giving you some common techniques to help you loosen up your grip on life, I want to show you the reason why your personality became controlling in the first place. I love answering the whys of life. It's one of my missions on earth. I like to help you get to the bottom of why you behave a certain way instead of focusing on the behaviors themselves, because I'm a firm believer that once you get to the root cause of why you do something, once you know why, once that awareness comes to you, you release the behavior just like that. You just drop it. It's easier. So here we go. Why does your personality become controlling? Why do you start to distrust life? It all goes back to your childhood, and if you believe in reincarnation, it goes even further back than that. But let's just, for the purposes of this video, let's just focus on this lifetime. The reason that we become controlling as adults is because at some moment in our childhood, we felt deeply unsafe. That's the key. We felt unsafe. So I want you to think about, go back to your own childhood and think about times in your life where you may have felt unsafe. Now, think about this from the perspective of a child. I'm going to go into this pattern and just how deeply wounding it is. Think about a child that is playing in a playground with other children and suddenly one of the children starts bullying them. What's going to be the first instinct of that child? It's going to be she's going to run home to mommy or daddy or to her caretakers. The instinct of a child is to run back to their home environment, to their caretaking environment, to their tribe, because the child associates safety with their net. Their tribe is the child's safety. Now imagine, for so many of us, including myself, for so many of us, our childhoods were very difficult. And if you have gone through a very difficult childhood, likely, more likely than not, you have run home to mommy and daddy or run home to your home environment, but that home environment isn't safe itself. Because of any type of dysfunction, it could be emotional abuse, physical abuse, or just family dysfunction in general, any type of dysfunction in the family unit can lead a child to feel unsafe. So think about this from the child's perspective. If I'm out in the world and I feel unsafe, and then I run home and I still feel unsafe, I've got nowhere to go. And this is where it all starts. As soon as that beautiful little tender child begins to feel unsafe within the environment that she is supposed to feel safe in, then a whole bunch of other patterns start to develop. If I feel unsafe within my own family unit, if I feel unsafe around the people, the caretakers, or the net, the safety net that I'm supposed to feel safe in, if I begin to feel a lack of safety, I'm going to start developing certain mental patterns to protect me. The first of those mental patterns is I'm going to stop trusting. I'm going to stop trusting those around me, and I may eventually stop trusting myself, my own intuition. This happened to me. So that's what happens when you start feeling unsafe. The next step is you start to feel a lack of trust. And then the third step is you control. The sequence goes something like this. I have a little visual for you. The first step is I feel unsafe, followed by I don't trust, followed by I control. And this happens across many years. At first, when the child is growing up, the only two feelings that she's feeling is a lack of safety, and then she starts to develop a lack of trust. Eventually, when her personality begins to form, when the ego begins to form, usually around 6 or 7, then the patterning of not feeling safe, it becomes more toxic, because now the ego starts to develop certain patterns in order to keep that child safe. Remember, she can't rely on anyone, not even on her family, so she has to rely on herself. As soon as that ego starts to develop, it starts to tell her, I'm going to keep you safe, and I'm going to keep you safe in this way, in that way, and the other. This is how control starts to be formed in our minds. Eventually, what happens is we grow up to be very controlling adults. We can color coordinate our closets. Some of us binge eat or binge drink. Some of us exercise compulsively. Some of us get addicted to sex or relationships. There are a million different ways in which control exhibits itself in our lives. Some of us obsessively want to position our furniture in certain places, and the furniture has to be exactly that way for me to feel comfortable. There are a million ways in which we can exhibit control in our lives. But it all comes from the same thing. Your ego is simply, when it's controlling, your ego is simply trying to keep you safe. So in one way or another, if you have a controlling personality, you're still living in the past. You're still living as that little child that felt a lack of safety in whatever environment she was in. So there, I shared with you the why you feel controlling and the why of not trusting life. But now, how do we get out of this? That's a little bit easier now that you know. I find that when you know the why for something, the behavior starts to drop. But I'm going to give you a couple of other tips and tools to help you get out of a controlling personality, help you learn how to flow and to trust life more. The first thing is baby steps. Go very slow. Remember, if you've developed these patterns across sometimes decades, years and years and years, you can't just expect to wake up one day and say, oh, look, I'm totally trusting and I don't have any control issues anymore. It's not going to happen. It's going to happen slowly, one step at a time. And here's how you start. With the trust issue, I started trusting the universe by kind of asking the universe for help. And I did it in baby steps. The first one is the most important step you can ever take, and that's the step of the manifestor, the conscious manifestor. I use the words, I am, in order to help me manifest a different reality. Now, if you don't know the power of I am are the two closest words you'll ever come to the definition of God or Source. It's the words, I am. And I always tell people, be very careful what you put after those two words. And so I love using these words to set intentions. If I want to change, if I want to change even a really ingrained behavior, I always start with the words, I am, because then I'm imbuing that intention with the energy of God, and that makes everything change. So the way that I started to go from a very controlling personality, a very distrustful personality, to a trustful personality is I started to set out an intention to the universe. I started saying every single day, and I'm going to give you this mantra so that you can use it every single day. I started to use this mantra, I am willing to learn how to trust. Those three words, those three initial words, I am willing, are so powerful because you're signaling to the universe that you are willing to learn something different. You're willing to do something different. And when you take a step like that towards the universe steps 10 steps towards you. So start out with that mantra. Start out with that mantra and see how it feels to you. I am willing to learn. I am willing to let go of control. I am willing to learn how to trust. As soon as you keep repeating this mantra, I repeated this mantra daily, on a daily basis, I think for years, because it took me a while. I had a lot of very deep childhood wounds that took a really long time to heal. So be very, very compassionate towards yourself. Take baby steps, no pressure, nice and slow. Slow and steady wins the race. So that's the first thing. I am willing. Open yourself up to trusting. Open yourself up to letting go of control. And then the second thing I love using that kind of helped me trust life more is I just began to immerse myself in nature and look around. If you take any time to immerse yourself in nature, you're going to notice just how miraculous everything is and how everything kind of happens by itself. If you're sitting in nature and you look up in the sky and you just see the clouds passing by, I'm filming this while I'm actually looking at the ocean. And so I am just looking out in the ocean and the waves come and go, come and go. I'm not controlling the waves. I don't have to ask the sun to rise in the morning. I don't have to ask it to set in the evening. I don't even think about this. I don't even have to think about breathing. I don't have a checklist of my digestive processes that I have to control and make sure that everything happens. So, no, I don't. All of these wonderful things, including about 99% of your own body processes, happen by themselves, by the miracle that is this beautiful energy that is life. So think about this. If all of this can happen by itself, then that means that the power of life also can help you. The universe is benevolent and constantly trying to help you. And being immersed in nature really helped me kind of begin to trust life more and more and more. But I continued asking for help. I always ask for help. And in the beginning, when I was starting this process and I was still really new at letting go of control and I wasn't very good at it, I would still grasp every once in a while. I would ask my guides for reassurance, for signs. I would ask them, please, you know, I need help. Please send me a sign. And I would get all kinds of signs. It would take me all day to tell you the signs that I would get. But you're going to start getting signs yourself. It could be a feather. It could be a bee just coming in and, you know, playing around you. It could be a bird flying by. It could be any type of animal visitation. It could be a stranger coming to you and saying something that you needed to hear at that particular moment. It could be an email that you get from nowhere. It could be something on your social media feeds. The universe has the great capacity to bring you signals, to bring you signs, and to bring you answers to your prayers. You just have to let it go, have faith, trust, and walk towards the universe, one step towards the universe, and the universe steps 10 steps towards you. So these are a couple of ways that you can start learning how to trust life, how to let go of control. But the most important thing I think I gave you guys today is the why. Now that you know why your personality is really controlling, now you know why you have not trusted life up until now, now that you know the root cause of that, ponder that. Review the whys. Even if you have to journal them, review the whys. But now, let them go. You're not unsafe anymore. You are safe. Use the words I am again. I am safe. I'm an adult now. My past is gone. What I suffered in childhood is gone. It's no longer here. I am an adult. I am powerful and I am safe. And I can trust life. I can trust the creator of everything around me, including myself. I can trust the beautiful energy that has created everything, the beautiful energy that allows me to breathe, that helps my heart beat. I can trust that energy, and I can trust the beautiful energy that I myself am. I am an extension of source energy. I am safe, I am whole, and I am God. I hope this video helped. Let me know what you think in the comments. Don't forget to click on the extended article. Go over to my website. I prefer to have a conversation over on my website, so if you have any comments to leave, click on the link, go over to my website, and let me know what you think. I hope this video has helped, and I will see you soon. Bye, beautiful soul. Bye.
And on that note, we say I'm grateful. We'll be right. We're going to take a quick break. My executive producer is MIA, so I'm going to reach into my own clips here and pull up a commercial before we go into a brief meditation of I am grateful. So if you're just joining us, we're talking about learning to truly love, which means letting go and trusting the universe, becoming one with the universe and trusting the Most High to do what's best for those in our lives who are unhealthy in their mind, body, or soul, and who need a guidance higher than our own, who need help higher than our own, and leaving our own energy intact to work on ourselves. That's how we're learning to truly, truly love our elders and seniors who are not healthy in this season we're in. And 2023 is just the best time to let go and let the Creator handle those people who have made decisions that they're going to reap consequences, who have made decisions to continue the lifestyle that's causing them pain. But it's time for us to protect ourselves, build ourselves up, and be the light, be the healthy light that is so, so needed in this universe. So a quick break here, then we're going to come back and do a little I am meditation. And if you have any questions or comments, press 1. We want to hear from you. Are you struggling? Are you struggling to control people in your lives like I have so many times and constantly working on letting go of the need to control people? So we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Beata, your holistic life coach. Every Sunday evening, I'm here on Blog Talk Radio, Soul Purpose Healing. I'm also blogging live every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Health and Wellness with Beata. You can join the conversation on Fridays at 515-605-9325 or go to www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. When I'm not doing spiritual adjustments on Blog Talk Radio, I'm helping my clients reduce stress in their lives with EFT or emotional freedom techniques, essential oils, and cost-saving health plans like Ameriplan. Ameriplan is a better way to save money on your healthcare expenses. You can find out more about me and how to contact me at www.yourholisticlifecoach.com. Until then, stay in joy.
And we're back. We're good.
Hi, this is Beata.
We have about 20 minutes left to share our knowledge, share our wisdom and understanding, our experiences, learning to truly love our unhealthy elders and seniors, because it only takes the energy away from ourselves to grow and evolve. And there's just too many elders and seniors who are into their comfort eating or their Cheetos or whatever, their Boost, their Ensures. And the reason, as I said earlier, I came up with this topic is I was having a conversation with a friend whose mother is 97 years old, and she's in an assisted living facility on hospice. And the friend was frustrated and angry, resentful that this facility and even her own siblings are allowing her mother to eat Cheetos and other junk food. 97 years old now. And as I listened to her, I couldn't believe what I was hearing, that this woman is frustrated because she loves her mother. And as the last audio shared, when we grow up in our childhood experience with trauma and events that don't affirm who we are as children and beautiful souls, then we grow up with this need to control everything around us and to prevent the sadness and the uncomfortable feelings we had when we were younger. But at this stage in 2023, this beautiful, beautiful energy of divine energy of seven, we can begin to really, as she said, take baby steps to let go, let go, let go, let go, and become one with the universe's purpose for these people in our lives who are unhealthy now to be here in this season to learn how to let go. That's what these people are teaching us, the ones who are stubborn and you're frustrated about them. Why won't they listen to you? Why won't they do what you? They're teaching us a beautiful, beautiful lesson of letting go and focusing on the I am meditation she spoke of. I am willing, more than anything, I'm willing to learn how to trust. I'm willing to learn how to let go, willing to learn how to be one with the universe, the creator's purpose in these people's lives to help me and them to fulfill their assignment and to be exactly who they came here to be. And we don't have to interfere anymore with people's purpose on this earth. We can just step back, observe without judgment, and watch how awesome the universe is during this time of special energy. How awesome the universe is to help people be and do whatever they came here to do. And the reality is some people are going to leave their bodies. Some people are going to leave the planet when you step back and release your control. It's okay. It's really okay, because we don't have any power over that. And it's the way things should be when you let go of the control and allow these unhealthy individuals to be who they came to be. So let's just take a couple of minutes to breathe in some I am statements. As she says, that I am willing to learn how to trust. And then we want to talk about how much power nature can bring to situations like this to help us let go and to help our friends and family to be whoever it is they came here to be. being out in nature, whether they identify with the birds, the bees, and that doesn't matter. But being out there in yourself and helping them get out there, if they desire, can really help them focus on why they're here. Nature teaches us that. So breathe in and out the I am grateful meditation.
I am grateful. I am grateful for all I am. I am grateful. I am grateful for all I was.
Breathing.
I am grateful.
Yeah. Being grateful.
I am grateful for all I will become.
Hallelujah. One more deep breath in. Deep breath in, hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it, and let go, let go, let go. Hallelujah. So we have a caller. We have about 15 minutes left, so now is your time. Press 1 if you have a comment, if you want to do some tapping. I'm here for you to talk to your body. If you're struggling with any relatives or friends who are not validating your own energy, your own value, your own worth. It's time for us to let go of that need to change them. 607-624, your mic is open.
Hi, my name's Nicole. I was wondering if you'd let me ask you a question.
Sure, of course. Go ahead.
My question is about me moving into my new apartment, if it's going to go okay.
And may I have your name?
Nicole.
Nicole. And where do you live?
Like in Binghamton, New York.
New York. Ooh, it's cold there, huh?
Yeah.
And can you restate your question for me, Nicole, one more time?
Like, will I move into this apartment? Will it be okay? Am I going to have a place to live?
And can you give us, and I have several people on the line who might be able to assist you in finding peace about your situation, but can you give us a brief summary of why you need to move, why you're in this position that you're in?
So I was evicted, then I kind of went homeless for a few months, but, you know, going from someone's house to someone's house, like my dad and my brother, but then I kind of landed more on the streets, and I don't have anyone to help me that would, like, let me in their house to be, like, live there for a while until I get an apartment. And we're trying to get this apartment. We think we found one, and I looked at it, but am I going to move in? Am I going to be able to live there? When will it happen?
Okay. These are all questions where the answer is within you. And I have someone who pressed their hand. They probably want to assist in your peaceful solution or resolution These are all questions you're asking that are already within you. The answer, the universe is a perpetual solution answer to every question that you have. So I hear your concern, and I'm glad that you're ready to move on in your life from homelessness or whatever situation you've been evicted. This is the year, my sister. I would have no doubt about what you want in this season we're in and the beginning of 2023, which is a seven. The number seven represents divine order, divine energy. The creator, the universe is ready to assist you in whatever dreams that you have that you want to come true. You're in the perfect place to manifest whatever it is you want. Now, as our caller or the audio stated earlier, baby steps. Sometimes we got to take baby steps. But the divine energy is ready to give you exactly what you need right now, what you want. And everything is in divine order, Nicole. So no worries, no fear. Whatever you want to manifest is going to happen for you. It starts with you, though. No doubts, no fear, no anxiety about any of what's going on in your life right now, because with you being here right now, the universe is saying to all of us, to you, that it's going to happen. What you want to happen is going to happen, because that's the message we're bringing tonight, is stop trying to control other people. Stop trying to control situations that you have no control over. And just believe in your heart, believe in your mind that you're going to manifest whatever it is you need right now. Let me open up the mic of my sister, Mama AZ, and she might have some words of wisdom for you as well. Mama AZ, did you have a comment?
I am so grateful. Yes, I do. Miss Nicole, baby, get my number from Dr. V, and you call me, because what I have to relay to you, nobody else should hear. And I am so abundantly grateful that you called in with this teaching. You're in boot camp. You're in training. You're in training. You're learning some skills that you're going to need to go to your next level. So this is why I need to privately, or I would like to privately have a reasoning with you and Miss Nicole.
I don't really have any money.
I'm not charging you, baby. You just get my number down. Take a chill pill. Hey, I know.
Okay.
Just take a chill pill and just call Mama AZ, and I will relay and thank us for you asking that, because this is a divine confirmation to everything that I've gone through, and especially what happened yesterday at Miracle Valley. So I love you, and it's going to be great, because the Creator has put you in this position to learn what is within you. You actually have all the answers. You may not know you do, and I'm talking to myself too. So call me, Dr. V, relay the number to her and call me. And that's the meditation, Dr. V. That's the one I was – yeah, I love you, girl. Okay, thank us. Call me,
I have your number, and I will text her number to you, okay?
Okay.
And I want to play what Ralph Smart, the beginning, if for those of you who missed, I played Ralph Smart at the beginning of the show, so that was almost 2 hours ago. I want to play just a little bit about what Ralph Smart said about this year, so that Nicole and anyone else out there who's wondering, should I make this decision? Is this going to happen for my good? The Creator wants you to have a roof over your head. The Creator wants you to have a comfortable place to live. The universe itself wants all high-minded, conscious people to live in peace. So let me just say a little bit of what Ralph Smart, my favorite YouTube person said 2023, and if the message is get ready, sweetheart, get ready to be blessed, okay? This is the message.
One love to you beautiful deep divers. Happy New Year. Happy 2023. How you feeling today, deep divers? I woke up like this all magical and shit, feeling myself in 2023 doing little samba, baby, can I live? Deep divers. Now, I wish all of you a happy new year. 2023, okay? Be ready. Be ready, deep divers. We got a whole lot to talk about. The air is different in 2023, deep divers. It's so pure. It's like, that was beautiful. Let's breathe, deep divers. Woo! Breathing in that good ass prana, baby. What are we doing? Raising the frequency. What else? Raising the vibration. Take that, take that, take that. Happy New Year energy. I'm sending you peace. Infinite waters, diving deep once again. Beautiful deep divers, I'm FaceTiming you right now. If you are watching this video, this is your confirmation. This new year, your dreams will manifest. Your dreams will manifest. Bart Simpson, writing on the board, your dreams will manifest. My dreams will manifest. Yes, deep divers, they will. All you got to do is say thank you. It's that simple. Now, if you want to send me a New Year's gift, deep divers, the link is down below. Because I'm sending you a New Year's gift every single day. Not just today, but for the rest of eternity, deep divers. Now, 2023, be ready. A lot of you are celebrating right now, fireworks, doing a little samba, baby. 7-day vegan challenge, stuffing a whole bunch of grapes in your mouth, and that's fantastic. But 2023, be ready. In the words of Nas, I never sleep because sleep is the cousin of death. 2023 is the year of great changes. And this is the reason why so much happened in 2022. But 2023 is going to make 2022 look like a walk in the park. What am I telling you? That you see, how it works is that every year, humanity gets a new challenge. But I'm here to tell you, humanity will overcome it. And I'm here to tell you, you will overcome it. I want everybody to hit that like button right now if you support the real. Hit that like button right now. I'm about to go in. I'm not here to tell you what you want to hear. I'm here to tell you what you need to hear. Slow motion this side. 2023 is the year of great changes. We ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello there? The journey does not get easier. You just become stronger. And in 2023, you are growing stronger. Mentally, emotionally, physically, financially, spiritually. A lot of people had a hard time in 2022. It was tumultuous, arduous. It was beautiful at the same time, and it was ugly at the same time. A whole range of emotions. And 2023 is going to be no different, right? And this is the reason why you want to be preparing yourself to become mentally stronger and emotionally stronger. 2022, towards the end of it, Pele died, the Pope died, Andrew Tate got detained, even his girlfriend did. And the Matrix was coming after people. But in 2023, I want you to remind yourself, fear, don't allow it to consume you. There is nothing to be afraid of. Because you see, over the last few years, even 2020 with the COVID pandemic, you're not allowed to say COVID, Ralph. COVID, I just did, okay? A lot of people were scared, frightened to even say the word COVID. And 2021, a lot of people were still traumatized from the lockdowns, the social distancing, the face masks. And a lot of people were dealing with economic frustrations. In 2022, we saw gas prices going up, energy costs going up. It hasn't been easy. So what does 2023 have in store for you, deep divers? What if I told you? You are so powerful. You pissed the machine off. Slow motion this side. Do you know what is more powerful than a gun, deep divers? Do you know what is more powerful than a gun, deep divers? Guess. You guessed it right, deep divers. It is your voice. And in 2023, the year of great changes, you want to make sure you are speaking your truth, even if your voice shakes, because your voice is the most powerful weapon you have. That's why they want to take it away from you.
Okay, so that's just a part of the message from Infinite Waters on YouTube. So if you want to hear the rest of that message, if you missed it earlier in the beginning of the show, you can go to YouTube channel, Infinite Waters 2023, get ready is the message. Nicole, go out there and give your powerful voice, honey. Don't speak any negativity about your situation whatsoever. Speak to your own will, your own power, and manifest that new apartment, whatever you need. And I will send Nicole the phone number for Mama AZ, who wishes to connect with you. And we send lots of love energy, powerful energy to Nicole for having the courage to call in and share her journey with us. Thank you, Nicole, for sharing with us. May you be blessed abundantly this year as you travel on this earth being your powerful self. So we have to say goodbye. Bless you, Nicole, and everyone else who showed up today. Thank us, United Spirits. Thank us, United Souls.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows. Listen to our radio shows. Order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, xiexie. India, zanyaba. Japan, arigato. Korea, kamsahamnida. Russia, spasiba. Germany, danke. Poland, dziękuję. France, merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, jeret. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, tashakur. Saudi Arabia, shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.